KABB.
W8FU.
AEATFM mobile.
KEARUH mobile.
This way. This should be a lot better. I was trying to use that little HT from my office in Mount Clemens to the 2.6.
Well, that was your first mistake.
You are making it in now, that's for sure.
Fred, are you saying size matters?
Oh, yeah. Not the amount of RF behind you, it's the antenna you're throwing it from.
There you go. So, Anthony, I'll be here pretty much all day. I may be breaking out a little later, but I don't know if I'm shorthanded. I've got 4 call-ins today. Like, man, I got to talk to whoever runs this place, have them start cracking the whip.
You have some folks with the Friday flu, is that it?
Maybe they just all want to go see Orange Man.
Is he in town? And I am out and about. I will reach out to you in a couple hours and see if you're around. And swing by and grab that radio.
Yep, I'm here. I should be here. I'll have the radio on in case. At most, I'll just step out, grab some lunch or something, but I'll be here. I'll be around.
Great, sounds good. I will... I'll shoot you a call out when I'm on my way and send you a telegram if I don't hear back from you, just so you're aware. I will talk to you soon. KE8RUH, and I will be clear on your final, sir.
All righty. We'll look for you later. W8FU.
TSA BWP is monitoring. CSA BWP is clear.
KE8VSI.
This is KEO Foxtrot 8 Charlie. What is lost? I'm over here. Am I from OC and we have lost power, so.
KERUH to WAFU.
Yo.
Hey, Sean, I am headed your way probably 25, 30 minutes. You're going to...
Yeah, do you actually have business up this way? Because I have business down that way.
I do not have business up that way. I was just coming to meet up with you. Do you have a suggested alternate point of meeting?
Bomberitos.
What time would you like to meet at Bomberitos, sir?
Probably about a half an hour. Let me give you a call when I get mobile. I just got to get some things cleaned up here.
Sounds great. I'll talk to you soon.
W8FU rolling.
Where are you rolling?
Like Limp Bizkit, rolling, rolling, rolling. Didn't they do a song like that back in the 90s?
Well, yeah, he played that track, and then he played that track again. And then him and Redman and DMX, you know. Even over on the Goodrich School.
Anywho, I'm going to meet up with Anthony and then pick up some cannolis and then, I don't know, maybe even get some El Charros. I don't know. Life is a mystery wrapped in a conundrum. No, what was it? An enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Hello, the wife went to the storage unit and got a load of stuff for Jeff tomorrow. And then I'm going to go upstairs to the garage and grab some stuff. I probably should go get lunch. It's already noon. I might go get lunch and then on my way back from out getting lunch, I'll grab some stuff out of the garage to program this afternoon. We can try to make a hoe happy.
Yeah, where is he trying to get live?
What we call Flint 6 is what we're going to probably work on tomorrow, it looks like.
Roger. Anthony, you listening here?
Sure am, K-A-R-U-H.
All right, I'll be getting on the freeway here at 59 shortly, so then whatever it takes. Is that as good a place as any?
Sure is. If you're stopping somewhere different, though, I can meet you wherever you'd like, unless you're hitting Bomberitos. Either way, let me know. I'm like 5 minutes from Bomberitos, so you tell me where.
Yeah, I'm probably going to Bomberitos, going to get myself some cannolis, and then maybe lunch. If I don't get lunch there, then I'll probably go by El Charles and get lunch there. And then I'm going to go home and eat my lunch. So that's my itinerant. So I think that's about the best place in the grand scheme of things.
Sounds good. I'll meet you there in 15 minutes or so. See you in a few. K-E-8-R-U-H.
All right. We'll see you there. W-8-F-U. So the zero tier is 95% carrier grade NAT issue. 99%. Still frequently drops, but connects right back up. So it's not a perfect solution, but it works.
Well, welcome to the world of NAT. Sessions, drop, and all that. It's what happens on Starlink, too, when it goes handoffs and everything, because they run carrier-grade NAT.
Yeah, Dave over here is working on a solution, probably be some cloud-based presence or something to route through. I don't know. But, working on it, because, I mean, that's the direction we're all going. Best thing is for these, just to get rid of, having the requirement. It's the world we're going to. It's just not enough IPv4, It is what it is, so we got to learn to work around it. If we go IPv6, we'd be all set. What the hell is the slow roll on that?
Well, it's only been out for 40 years, and yeah. I thought zero tier would do IPv6 on its peer-to-peer, so I need to look to see if my... I don't know if I put IPv6 on CentER2. Maybe I should do that. Are you doing IPv6 inside your network there, or no?
Well, I have the capability. I haven't enabled it because last time I did, I broke stuff. So I got to read up. Really, I got to figure out. There's like you have to pick how you're getting it from the carrier, and I don't know. There's pass through, and then there's all those other choices, and I don't know which one to pick. So I'm not gonna dabble with it until I understand a little bit more about what I'm doing.
Yeah, I guess I don't know zero tier. I thought it was IPv6 enabled for peer-to-peer, so. But it still should be. Your IP isn't changing, so the fact that that you say you're dropping still, that's probably your service dropping, because your IP is not changing anymore.
But it's only the nodes. Wouldn't it be the registration server seeing a change and then, or something? I don't know.
No, because the registration server just sees the 44 IP. It's not seeing your WAN IP change. Neither are the nodes, for that matter. If you're still dropping right now, that's because your service is hanging off to something different. That's your service there. Because your IP is not changing.
Right. All right, well then, let me investigate a little bit further, but I've had several just random drops, and they seem to only be very, very brief. You know, and hell, in fact, the only way I can tell is that, you know, I should have, you know, an hour uptime, and I've got 2 minutes. You know, I'm like, what the hell happened? So for some reason, it just bumped, reset the connect time.
Yeah, that's your connection dropping for a second, and then just reconnecting the session. It happens on Starlink. It happens. That's just welcome to handoffs. But it reconnects automatically.
Yeah, I guess I could live with that. Like I said, 99%, you know, fixed. So maybe it's 100% fixed, and there's just that to consider.
I mean, really, you should start up a continuous ping and to the, like, the hub or something, and I bet you'll see it drop for, you know, a few moments, and then it'll come back, just the connection, the way it's doing it. If you're browsing the web, you'll never notice it. Streaming video, you'll never notice it because, you know, it's going in blocks. Well, we're a little different.
Well, if it has no detrimental effect on the operation, then I don't really care, you know.
No, exactly.
It was different. Kind of tastes exactly like I expected. I would probably do it with elbows, make like a chili mac kind of an affair out of it. If you like the Skyline chili, which is fine, but I like good old Michigan chili better. But sounds good nonetheless.
There isn't many things I like from Ohio. Count them all in one hand. Skyline chili's on that, one of those fingers. Besides you, of course.
Well, of course, then there's the Ohio State University in Urban Meyer. Those are things to love from Ohio.
Oh, no. No. That's one thing we do not love.
7:30 tomorrow.
That's when they're getting disappointed tomorrow? 7:30 tomorrow, you said?
Could be. But I think whoever is going to be disappointed is going to be probably more like 10:30.
Tomorrow.
I said whoever is disappointed, it's going to be more like 10:30.
The toilet bowl will be cleaned. I wonder if Radio Dave is working at top.
Is it in Lansing? Yeah, I think it is, right?
Yeah, I think it's
going to be planting tomorrow. I have to go. Get my Buckeye swag and go.
If you want to make it into the, you know, that's a strong statement to wear that out there.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I remember one time we were on our way back from Ohio. I think we were actually on our way back from Texas, but we were coming up out of Ohio, and I think there was a bunch of construction between Detroit and Monroe on I-75, and so I said, I'm going to take 2314, take that way home, and I swear I wasn't even thinking about it. I needed a coffee, and I got out. It was just north of 94 off 23. There was a Starbucks. I got out. I didn't realize I had my Buckeye swag. It wasn't intentional. And I got out, and I'm walking in. People are just, like, glaring at me, grumbling and stuff. And all of a sudden, I go, ah, oh, crap. Yeah, and that was in the dark era, too. That was, it wasn't a whole lot to, I didn't wear my stuff just out of pity for a long time.
So thank God, some people see you and they're like, oh, that poor soul, how can he survive? We should take pity on this man. He's not the brightest bulb in the bunch.
No, I'm talking about the drought, you know, when, you know, 20 years, Michigan couldn't string together two wins. And, you know, it just got to the point where I got, you know, we'd get done with another beatdown, and I would, you know, I'd feel bad about all my swag walking around, you know, and all these glum faces. And all these, you know, I literally didn't wear my swag as much in the power years. Now that, you know, it's back to a rivalry, maybe, we'll see. I mean, you know, but now that it's back to a rivalry, I'm back to in your face with the swag.
Well, I'm surrounded by U of M fans. So I've got to get my, I changed the outdoor lights to green and white when we play, but I'm definitely, there's like a, the mailbox, the old guy across the street, his mailbox is a U of M mailbox. And there's U of M flags everywhere on either side of me. So, I'm the definite outlier. My MSU flag is up at the lake, so I have to get another one and get a flag pulled down here, and I'll be one of those people out in the front yard.
Oh, you gotta. It's all part of the fun. All right, anyhow, let me jump out of here. I got a little ways to go. Anthony, if you're listening, I'm at 9 in Harper. So I'll be making the, I'm going to shoot over to Mac and make the Ralphie and whatever it takes. So let me get to this.
All right. I guess I'll go upstairs. And, oh, never mind. VE3QMB responded. I will make this exchange, and then I will go upstairs and have my lunch. W8FSM.
John, I'll see you shortly. K8RUH.
All right. I'll, yeah, like I said, I'll be there in a minute. W8FSM.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT. You out there, Glenn? W1KAL, listening. W8GN, W8PIJ.
K8RUH. Anybody mounting?
NABDF mobile.
W-A-D-A-P.
W-A-D-A-P, monitoring.
N1-K-R-D, mobile.
Alright, where are all the white women at?
AE8 PFM.